I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv Tuesday after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the army would resume its offensive in Gaza if Hamas did not resume the release of Israeli hostages by noon Saturday. Hamas said Monday no more hostages would be released until further notice. The group has accused Israel of violating the agreement with several deadly shootings, as well as delays of some humanitarian aid deliveries in Gaza. Protesters like Tel Aviv resident Abigail Tilmore called on Netanyahu to stick to the ceasefire agreement.
People are dying slowly but surely. They are desperate to get out of the underworld that Hamas built. And we have to save them while we can. Unfortunately, we are only pieces in the games of the Bibi and our government.
Hamas has freed 21 hostages, while Israel has released more than 730 prisoners since the ceasefire took effect last month. The next exchange on Saturday calls for the release of three more Israelis in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners jailed by Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Mark Fogel to the White House late Tuesday, hours after the American was freed from Russia.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Fogel had been detained in Russia since August 2021 for bringing medically prescribed marijuana into the country. He was convicted in 2022 and sentenced to 14 years in prison. This is VOA News. The administration of former President Joe Biden classified Fogel as wrongfully detained late last year. Trump said he appreciated Russia for releasing Fogel, but declined to specify the details of any agreement. The president also said another hostage release would be announced Wednesday. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that at least one person in the capital Kyiv was killed after Russian forces launched overnight attacks involving ballistic missiles and more than 120 drones. Kyiv emergency services reported fires and other damage at buildings in four districts in the city. The Ukrainian Air Force said its air defenses shot down six missiles and 71 of the 123 drones that Russian forces deployed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Telegram that Russian President Vladimir Putin is, quote, not preparing for peace as he continues to kill Ukrainians and destroy cities. Salman Rushdie testified Tuesday in the trial of the man accused of carrying out a vicious stabbing attack on the writer during an appearance in New York State in 2022, leaving him partially blind. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Rushdie said he thought he was dying. His wife cried from her seat in the courtroom. 27-year-old Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, the attack caught on video. On cross-exam, Matar's public defender asked Rushdie if he could remember how many times he was struck. Rushdie answered, "I wasn't counting. I was otherwise occupied, but afterward I could see them on my body." Investigators have said the motive had to do with a fatwa against the Satanic Verses author. Julie Walker, New York.
Consumers across the United States are facing higher egg prices and purchase limits due to a tightening supply chain exacerbated by an ongoing bird flu outbreak. Reuters correspondent Sayakir Jasny has this report.
So far, the bird flu outbreak in the U.S. has infected nearly 70 people, mostly farm workers, since April. The H5N1 virus has also raised egg prices by killing millions of hens. Authorities have also found a second strain of bird flu in dairy cattle, ramping up concerns about its spread. Experts are also worried that the virus no longer seems connected to the movement of wild birds. Last week, regulators closed poultry markets in New York City and some neighboring counties in a bid to stop the spread of the disease.
That was Reuters correspondent Sayakir Jasny. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow VOA on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. That wraps up this update. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.